Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Title is Murshid Se Darkhwast e Dua. Saqiya Jaam-e Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saqiya Jaam-e Ulfat Pila De میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفولت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفولت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد a beautiful request of dua from one sheikh and every one of us we should ask our mashayikh, our sheikh to make this dua for us and we ourselves should make this dua also and in here Hazrat has mentioned what is the object and the purpose of coming to the mashayikh and for making our Islam reformation but together with making effort this is not sufficient the person is making his own effort then he starts relying on his own effort but together with effort a person has to make dua turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because in reality وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ if it's not for the fadl and the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then none of our tazkiyah can take place but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes tazkiyah and he purifies whomsoever he wants to so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that oh Allah make our islah reform us change our hearts and there's nothing hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just one intention and the person's islah will be made so continuously we should make dua ourselves and together with that we should ask our sheikh to make dua for us and make dua for one another and making dua for one another. Inshallah, a person escape from hasad and jealousy, from many other evil spiritual sicknesses. And by making dua for another person, we will get the full benefit, because that will come in our favor. As we had mentioned, one incident of one man who was making dua for his friend was getting married. He made dua, Allah give my friend a beautiful wife. It was iftari time. His wife got angry with him. He said, don't make a dua like that, make a proper dua. So he said, hey, I'm not making up. Just now I say, give my wife, my friend a good wife, but she's not beautiful, she has not intelligence. So he started making all those duas, beautiful wife, intelligent wife, with this sifat and these qualities. And his wife took the well and gave him one shot. So he said, now what, I'm making a good dua for my friend, proper dua. She said, I know you men. You heard the hadith where whenever a person makes dua for someone else, then the angel says, Amin wa laka mithlu. Amin, and for you the same thing. So you're making dua for this, so you must get the benefit. So whenever we make dua for other people, inshallah, we will get the full benefit. We're making dua for other people's islah, reformation. Firstly ourselves, inshallah, we will get the benefit of it. The angel will make dua on our behalf also. So he's saying, your Hazrat says, Saqiya jami'ul fat pilade, O my Shaykh, grant me the goblet of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I'm coming to the Khanka, to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. And I'm asking you, Mary Islah ki bi dua de, make dua for my islah and for my reformation, that I must change, I must come correct myself. Mary Mawla se mushku milade, O my Shaykh, join me up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and kunau kubi kumujte churade, and let me come out of kunaz and sins. My Shaykh must make dua, and these are the efforts we should make ourselves also. We must join up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must come out of a life of guna and sins. And not only come out of guna and sins, mushku nafrat ho mar ma'asiyat se, I must have hatred for every guna and sin. Ruh ko meri eki dawade, give me such a medication to my soul, by which I will get this nafrat and hatred for every kind of guna and sin. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah says regarding the true believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِهُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. The true believers are those people who make i'raz, they turn away from any kind of futility, not even sin. Ulama says sin is still high. A true believer is he who turns away from law, futile things. And they say Allah did not use the word tarikun, the ones who leave. But mu'aridun, the one who hates it, who turns away in disgust, is upset whether he turns his back towards that guna and sin. This is the quality of a believer. We have to make effort in such, to certain level we come, that not only to stay away from sin with mujahada, but to get nafrat in our heart for that guna and sin. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote a letter to Haji Sahib rahmatullah alayhi when he was in Makkah Mukarrama. Hazrat Haji Sahib wrote to him that for very long you haven't sent your ahwal, your condition. So Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi wrote to him, and he said, by your sohbat and your company, Allah has blessed me with three bounties. One is, I've got no doubt now in any matters of deen. I don't have shak and shuba. So staying in the company of the mashayikh, one benefit is many doubts are removed from a person's heart, and a person gets yaqeen. And the second thing he says, that shariat has become my tabi'at thaniya, it has become my nature. Now I have to commit guna and sin, it's impossible for me, it's very difficult for me. And to do actions of good piety, tilawat of Quran, salah, is actually enjoyable for me. I enjoy it. And he says the third thing is that the people's praising of me and criticizing of me doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make any difference to me, whether they praise me or they criticize me. Hazratani rahmatullahi said, in every aspect, because of the sohbat of Haji Sahib, Allah had given him in ilm also, kamal, perfection in ilm. In amal, in actions also, Allah had given him kamal, that he had become part of his nature. And in ikhlas and sincerity also, Allah had given him kamal and perfection. All three branches of deen, which is the most important thing, iman, islam and ihsan. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi reached the highest level. So may Allah give us tawfiq. This is one reason of sitting in the company of the awliya, to get the hatred of guna and sin in our heart. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. If I, the taqaza and sin will comes to me, it will come to every person, but I must not become overpowered by the desire of mine. Allah must give me such himmat, Allah must give me such courage, that I am not overpowered. The desire will come, I want to look at that woman, but now the desire is very strong in me. But Allah must give me more power that I am able to control myself. The desire to get angry and shout, swearing and shouting and using vulgar language comes. The anger is there, but a person learns to control himself. So this is the dua we have to make also, and the effort we have to make. Apne aaye sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apne kamil raza de. O my Shaykh, in the time of theory when you are crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Therefore, Allah Ta'ala grant us your kamil rada. Allah must be completely pleased with us. And this is the greatest bounty in Jannah, the ulama say, which the Sahaba radiallahu anhu got in this world. But the people of Jannah will get it last. But the Sahaba, Allah, such honor Allah had given them, right in the beginning, Allah had given them this title, radiallahu anhu wa radu an. And when the people of Jannah hear this bounty, that Allah is happy with them, there won't be any bounty more enjoyable and more loving to them than this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are making dua also that Allah must be completely happy with us. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khwab-e ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. I must be able to sleep. We make dua that I must get the sleep of comfort and ease. And wake me up from the khab and the dream of unmindfulness. Means I'm living a life of unmindfulness, forgetting akhirat, completely forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting my object of life. So my Shaykh make this dua that Allah must wake me up from this dream of ghaflat and mindfulness, and I must get a comfortable sleep at night. This is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sleep comfortably at night. And this will happen when a person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is fulfilling the rights of Allah ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of fellow human beings. When we are not fulfilling the rights of Allah, the rights of fellow human beings, people are upset with us. We can't sleep at night. The person hasn't paid his debt. He is worried now for the shah, and he can't sleep at night. And money is not everything in life. Once they had a survey in the 1920s or 30s, 10 of the richest men in the world. And they all had a dawah together. And after 10 years, they did a survey again where these 10 people are. And they found about 2 or 3 of them had become mad. They were in mad hospitals. Another 2 or 3 had become, one were in jail. Another one, he had become completely bankrupt. 1 or 2 of them had become bankrupt. And 1 or 2 had passed away. So all of their lives were completely destroyed. All the money which they had was nothing at all. So this is what we want. Comfortable sleep. And فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah promises, I will give them a بَالُطْ زِنَّجِيَةً, an enjoyable life in this world. Even if there is halat and conditions around them, Allah will make that heart worry-proof, gham-proof, without sorrows and worries. جَزْبْ سَيْ مُشْكُوْ اَيْ مَيْرِ مَالِكُ اَهْلِ تَقْوَى كَرَمْ سَيْ بَنَا دَيْ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my efforts are very, very weak. I want you to pull me, O Allah, to pull me, O Allah, to pull me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through your kindness, make me amongst the people of taqwa, the people of piety. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske aibon ko ya rab chupa de. And then Hazrat says, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not disgrace me. And please hide my faults from the people also in this world, and more so on the day of Qiyamah. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself made this dua, Rabbi wala tukhzini yawma yub'atun. That, O Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Khalilullah is making this dua. So we are me and you. We should always make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah gives the quality of the intelligent people. And they make this one dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. So we should continuously make this dua. And he says, Oh Allah, hide my faults. So one great and easy way of hiding a person's fault is to make tawbah. Every day we must make tawbah. So by means of tawbah, غُفْرَانَكَ تَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. غَفَرَ means to cover. So Allah, cover my faults, hide my faults, conceal my faults. All my files, wipe them out. And Allah is so kind, Allah wipes out the files completely. So on the day of Qiyamah also, when it comes, the person's files, he has done wrong also. But he has made sincere tawbah, Allah will not embarrass him. Allah will not disgrace him, the file will be completely cleaned out. So if every day a person makes tawbah, and he has to pass away tomorrow also, after 1-2 days, he will wake up on the day of Qiyamah with a clean slate, maybe 1-2 days of gunas and sins. This is why our mashayikh mentioned every night before sleeping, person must try to make tawbah and istighfar. One sunnah dua, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. 3 times before sleeping at night, you should try to read it every night. And with a heavy, heavy heart also, a person must make tawbah and istighfar. Allah give us also fiqh.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. What Maulana Musa just referred to, that we should make tawbah regularly. So one beautiful riwayat comes that one sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, hi my son. Oh, my sins, all my sins, so much of my sins. A few times he said he was very disturbed and very unrestful. that my sins, what sins I've committed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. Oh Allah, your forgiveness is much more greater than what my sins are. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. And your mercy, I've got much more mercy in your, I've got much more hope in your mercy than my good deeds, than my deeds which I have done. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, repeat it again. He repeated it again, told him, repeat it again. He repeated it again. He said, go, Allah has forgiven you. So there's a very beautiful dua also. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. وَرَحْمَتُكَ أَرْجَى عِنْدِي مِنْ عَمَلِي. Oh Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more greater than what my sins are. What are my sins? Nothing whatsoever compared to your forgiveness. The whole world's sins, what are they? If Allah wishes to, He forgives all. There is nothing for Allah Ta'ala. And more than our amal, we should not trust on our amal. We don't know if they are accepted. And Allah's rahmat is so great. We have hope in the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So by repeating it 3 times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. And this is a very important and very good practice that every night we should make tawbah istighfar. Read this dua. There are many other duas of maghfirat. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Many duas, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala is most kind. He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness. We ask, He forgives. That is why He had told us to ask for forgiveness. And with our amal, even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, my amal won't take me to Jannah. Only that Allah Ta'ala envelopes me, covers me in His rahmat. We are very, very greatly dependent on that. And our actions also, our niyat many times, what is our niyat? How wrong our niyats are? And sometimes we realize the faults in our niyat after years. We did something, then after years we say, oh, that there, what was my niyat at that time? Person decides to become a hafiz, become an alim. Sometimes later in life he realizes, now what was my niyat at that time? But Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. That we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And our amal are also very, not weak, rotten. What are our amal? Our 2 rakats of namaz, we can't still make properly. So what are our amal? So we just hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to beg of Him always. And He's there. He is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is so great. His heart is so, Allah Ta'ala forgives so easily. We just have to beg of Allah Ta'ala all the time. The people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they were disobedient. How disobedient? But then Allah Ta'ala sends the signs, clear signs. The smoke of Jahannam came and overtook them. But then they turned to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala forgave them. Allah Ta'ala, that is one case where Allah's azab had come. Otherwise, once Allah's azab is let loose, then nothing can stop it. Then it takes its course. But yet, Allah Ta'ala withdrew it again. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind. Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah istighfar regularly. And of all our sins. And Allah is so merciful, we beg of Him. It is all in His hands. Even the rights of fellow people. We beg of Allah that, oh Allah, You fulfill the rights on our behalf. It is mentioned that sometimes we know we are driving a car and there's a puddle of water and the car went over the water and that water splashed on somebody. We will be questioned of that also on the day of Qiyamah. It is also huququl ibad. Where are we going to stand? We speak with our friend in our home. How we speak to our wife, the children. How many times we speak so rudely, so harshly, and we still thinking, I'm very pious, we don't know where Allah, and if Allah wishes to, on one small point, He can take a person to task. And if He wishes to, what terrible gunas, and how many people, 99-year-old kafir, just read kalima, passed away, gone, forgiven by Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. So, So we just have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. And we must never ever feel that I'm alright and my piety, that is very dangerous. That I did this, I've got this piety, I'm so good. No, nothing of that helps. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's mercy we have to look on. Also, we must never trust and that in our family there are these pious people, or that I've got contact with these pious people. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl were in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They were his uncles also, but it didn't help them. So we have to just beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her, you help me with more sajdas, that you will also have to do your own work. So just any contact with somebody, that is also not sufficient. We have hope in Allah, having ta'alluq with our mashayikh, with our elders, it will be very, very helpful, but we can't just depend on that. We have to try in our way what we can do. Yeah, these questions and the answers of our islah, and which apply to many of us, and this is also the kindness of our mashayikh. We don't ask this question. And today we don't have these mashayikh to give us the answers also. Yeah, it's ready made for us. Many times, like in a gathering, it comes also in the riwayat, that a person asks a question, he benefits. To whom the question was asked, he benefits, and everyone benefits. So we were shy to ask, but it's applying to us also. He asked the question, so to say, on our behalf. And the answer is given for us, and we get it ready made on the plate. So like this, how many of these questions, and if we listen carefully, we will see it applies to us also. So further, Hazrat Aqdas Maddazillahul Ali, Mera dil raagib hai, ke khaishat ko mujahadat se tor kar, ihkam ilahi ke tabi' kar do. Is tarah qurb barhega. There is a person with, mashallah, very good condition. He says, oh Hazrat, my heart desires that I must have a strong inclination and desire, that I must, that with my mujahadat, with my effort, all I must break all my wrong desires and fulfill fully the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and in this way I get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So that also, if we have it, every person inshallah does desire, I mustn't commit guna. That I must have that strong desire to fulfill every command of Allah, stay away from every sin. We are weak, when the time comes we falter, but the desire is there. So that is also something very good. وہ خواہشات جو اللہ کی مرضی کے خلاف ہے. Then Hazrat says that yes, you sacrifice your desires, but those desires which are against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Those which are in correspondence, which agree to the commandments of Allah, you don't have to give up those desires. You want to eat, you have got halal food, you haven't got roza, so you're not missing a namaz, you're not missing jamaat, no problem. Enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But those desires which are against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. مرغوبات طبعیہ غیر شرعیہ. Our desires which are natural, but those which are against the command of Allah, those are the ones that we must give up. We don't have to give up. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and in fact in our times, how he has made it easy. He says, don't give up all your permissible desires. Before, even they should give up all their permissible desires also. He said, now your nafs will rebel against you. You're not even allowing me the halal things. Then it will rebel. Like children, you don't allow them nothing. You just want to keep them in a room. All day read Quran from morning till night. Just be busy all the time. No time you give them for themselves. Then they will become rebellious also. So like that, the nafs also. So what is jais, but now we don't take just this principle and we go one way and everything will just we allow. No, we have to curb it. As far as possible, we curb it. But which are jais, permissible things, no problem. The Quran Sharif says, why are you making those things haram which Allah has made halal for you? So what is halal, we know it's properly halal, no problem. Enjoy the ni'mat of Allah, make shukr. And that also, as-sa'imu as-sabir, kat-ta'imu as-shakir, a person who keeps roza and he makes sabr in that roza. That means he's feeling the roza. That's right, he's making sabr. He gets sawab like that person who kept at-taim ush-shakir, kat-taim is-sabir. The person who eats and he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It's like that person who kept roza and he's feeling that roza, but he made sabr on it. So by eating also, you can get the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. نفس کا جس قدر شدید تقاضا ہوتا ہے اسی قدر اس کو روکنے میں مزہ آتا ہے. This is this condition that how much stronger desire I have of committing sin. Looking at a woman or listening to music or even playing sports which is lagwa, bekar, unnecessary and worse still just to listen to commentary. A person plays, there are other good things by keeping healthy. But by playing and by listening, where there is no exercise, nothing whatsoever. By listening, the ears don't get exercise. that now you are doing some exercise, we are listening. No. So a person gives up all that. So the desire comes, and many of our friends also ask that we had the habit of enjoying music, and the desire sometimes just comes up again. And we just have to hear somewhere some words. And there it sets us, triggers us again. And we just go. So sometimes the desires become very strong in a person. Whatever it was, music or anything else. Some have got had other bad habits and then it comes back again. So he says that in order to stop myself, the enjoyment I get in stopping myself. Otherwise we just fall prey to it and we do that guna. At that time we listen to the music, we fall into it, whatever else. Backbiting is such a thing. That a person, maybe he made tawbah, he came out of it. But again it is such a thing. Somebody just starts and you enjoy it and you just go again. Lying is also something. If we think of it, we came out of it. But many times we fall back into it. Now to stop it and to make that mujahada, to control yourself, it is not easy, but he says, he's writing that he gets great enjoyment. Masalan, meri raat ki duty hoti hai. He may be a guard or something, he says sometimes, it's my duty at night. Kamre mein sab bari bari so gaye. And the other guards who are also there, they go and sleep away. We know this is common with the guards also. They don't do their duty, they go and sleep away. Lekin rooh mein noor mehsoos karta hoon, but I find noor in my heart. کہ روزی بھی حلال ہو جاتی ہے. That I stay awake and I know my روزی is halal. By sleeping away, now my روزی also is haram income now. You didn't do your duty, you were sleeping on your duty and now you took your money. So that is also, but he says that I stay awake and I get enjoyment in that. When I stay awake, اس طرح جسم کو تو تکلیف ہوتی ہے. My body, because you need sleep and you see everyone else, all your friends who are the guards, they are all sleeping. But you staying awake, even more harder. But he says he finds noor within him. It is just like a person, there are cameras, you are being checked on the cameras and you stay awake, you are finding it hard, but you know you're going to get your full pay. And a person who knows Allah's camera is on me and that pay Allah is going to give me. How much won't that be? So if we can realize that, as Hazrat Swami beautiful poem, Meri nigaah par unki nigaah paas ba rahi. On my eyes, Allah's eyes were watching. Kaash, is khabar se, mein khabar na hota. Something like that, the words are, that if it's a pity, I didn't know this before. That on my camera, there is another camera also. That Allah is watching me and my eyes are being watched. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, so Hazrat replies to this, Sahih, Mubarak ho, lekin din mein neem 6 ghante puri karna zaruri hai. And you can see what a perfect Shafi Hazrat is. That he says, very good, you stayed awake the whole night. But make sure, in the day, your 6 hours minimum, you sleep your 6 hours. Otherwise, we find many of these guards also that the whole night they were on duty, but in the morning they fresh, they just doing all their work. They slept away at night. they got a complete sleep, but now you didn't sleep, but make sure you sleep also, because there is a natural. Hazrat was a Hakim also, a doctor, and he knew the demands of the body also, that you have to get your proper sleep also. Otherwise, for a few days, for some time, it's all right. But afterwards, it catches up with a person. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala give us this tawfiq that to fulfill the command. And when a person reaches that stage, when he starts enjoying that observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that a person is five times namaz with jamaat wherever he is. He could have done so much other work in that time. He could just sleep away fajr time, but he finds that noor when he just got up and he just rushes and he goes for namaz. I can't miss my namaz. Namaz is namaz, fajr, or my jamaat namaz. How can I miss it? And when that jazba comes in a person, and Allah Ta'ala, and you start getting enjoyment in that, fortunate is that person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and this comes into a person when akhirat comes into us. The presence, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, of Allah Ta'ala, and how great Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah's attributes are also of both types, where Allah forgives so greatly, if Allah wishes, He can take to task also. And if Allah has to take us to task, where do we stand? There is no, we can't stand anywhere whatsoever. So Allah give us this and bring this consciousness into us and bless us with this enjoyment of deen. Today we enjoy biryani, plow, all other dunya things we enjoy. Allah make us maaf, gunas we enjoy. And as it came in the Ash'ar, that the guna is a thing that we should hate. But unfortunately today we enjoy gunas also. And that is the first stage of the nafs, which is lawwama. Lawwama, one definition is that nafs that that you enjoy making guna. When you become lawwama, you'll still perhaps commit guna, but you'll hate committing the guna. So we should also see, where are we? Do we enjoy committing a guna, or do we hate committing a guna? Our weakness overtook us and we committed a guna, but do we hate it, or are we happy about it? And today, how many people, they go and talk about the gunas which they commit, how they did somebody down, how they did this, how they did that. They are proud about it. Not only they enjoying the guna, but how many more gunas they committing on that guna. So Allah Ta'ala, in fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that when a person now has changed his life, he has made tawbah, etc., then don't think of your past gunas and enjoy them again. Playing that whole reel over again. When you were at school, you were at college, wherever you were, and you had committed gunas, whatever you had done, and now you're taking enjoyment again. So that is still, you are, though it appears you came now, you are making your islah, but you're still enjoying your gunas, you are still just where you were. You haven't moved forward. Allah Ta'ala save us and give us the reality of these things. And reading the kitabs of our buzurgs and Hazrat's kitabs, and Hazrat is amongst those buzurgs that never committed a sin in his life. What a darja of Hazrat. Hazrat's position was very, very great, very great. And right from the time he became baligh, every young person, Hazrat says himself, that he had a lot of desire. And he said, if I don't make my contact with a sheikh, I will be destroyed. And those days, at that time, there was no Tabligh Jamaat also. The Tabligh Jamaat started also later. So he went to his sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, at the age of 16. And then he should stay with Hazrat there in the jungle. And that is, he said, how my nafs came under control. And also, Buzurg say that the desires we have, it is not necessary to destroy them. It is necessary to guide them. That desires I had, now they were not annihilated. They were now turned, that left turned to Allah Ta'ala. Instead of turning it to woman, instead of turning it to other haram things, that same love is necessary. In fact, there are those mashayikh, when a murid comes and they understand this murid hasn't got love in him. And you can't progress in this path if you don't have love. They first make effort that the quality of love must come in that person. then they guide it to Allah Ta'ala. And once you are guided to Allah, your work is done. Then you don't have to worry. So though there are many of us who are worried that I got lot of desire, lot of love, no problem. You don't have to crush it. You don't have to destroy it. Turn it towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Yeah, in the also questions that were answered by Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, which are not so easy to understand. Hazrat made it easy in his kitab. غیبت کا سلسلہ شروع ہونے کے وقت سب سے بہتر یہ ہے. One is, somebody asked about غیبت, backbiting, which is also unfortunately, all our kabir, almost all have written, that they say that even the pious, even the learned, all are involved in this guna. And we justify it, which is worse. We justify the guna just one but. Okay, then we justify it. So Hazrat says, with regard to that, the best thing to do, وہاں سے کسی بہانے سے اٹھ جائے. Get up from there and go away. That is the best. With some excuse, and your excuse must not also be a lie. For example, you say, I'm going to the toilet, it's fine. You don't say that I got this urge to go to the toilet. I have to go now. And you haven't got an urge. That is a lie now. But you say, I have to go to the toilet. Then you go to the toilet. And you just go there, so now you haven't spoken a lie. Many times we speak a lot of lies also, and we are not aware that we have spoken lies. And many times we want to justify them also. So this is also another guna. Many times, one guna we commit, you have to commit how many gunas to try and cover it up, and you are falling deeper and deeper. You're thinking you'll come out, and you're going deeper and deeper in the hole. So Allah save us. Fortunate is that person who doesn't commit guna, and those who commit, and they admit it, and we are such that we want to justify ourselves in front of Allah Ta'ala. In front of the wife, we make lot of excuses. In front of people, we make lot of excuses. But even in front of Allah Ta'ala. اور پھر بھی لغزش ہو جائے تو ہر غیبت پر دو رکعت صلاۃ التوبہ کا التزام انشاءاللہ نافع ہوگا. And if still a person sat and he listened to the غیبت, and this is one of those gunas that you are the silent accomplice. Just by sitting, if there is nobody sitting, the person can't make غیبت. He's not going to talk to himself that this person did that when there are listeners. Though you only listen, but you are also guilty of equally. You are equally guilty of the crime. And you also get that guna. So if that happened, you couldn't get up, you were too weak to get up, then for every time you listen to ghibat, make at least two rakats of namaz. And this will help. And of course, to come out of it, if that person came to know you made ghibat, you listened to his ghibat, you should go and ask him for maaf. If he didn't know, then just make some isale sawab for him, pass the sawabs to him, and in that way, inshallah, you will be relieved of that guna. Kibar ki alamat ye hai ki agar aap ki koi ta'zeem na kare, to aapko ghussa aave. And the sign to know that I've got pride in me, that if somebody did not respect you, there were people sitting, and you came in the room, and nobody even looked at you, told you anything. Now you become angry about that. That I'm the big person and they're not respecting me, that's a sign you got pride in you. Or some mashura taking place and they didn't ask you about it, what we should do, you become angry on that, very on that. That is a sign that a person, and you get angry on it. Or iske darpe ho jave, and now you want to take your revenge on it. And you take it in different ways. Now that person, for example, he didn't give you show. When you get the chance, you don't give him show. You did nothing else, but now you also did that. Or you, in another way, you take it out. That what you people are discussing, people don't know what you're talking. You have got no idea of what this problem is. In a different way, you take it out. So that's a sign of pride. And then you have to treat your pride, which Allah, which we read last week also, that how we should treat it. And in this way, we have to try and be aware which gunas we are involved in, and we have to come out of all our gunas. There are many, many gunas, and the object of coming here, the object of reading, everything, all this, that we are asking for duas alone are not enough. In fact, one of these answers, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, says that just by reading some wazifa is not the answer. Many people feel, I got this, now I must just read a wazifa. Or we know many people who have got problems and they go to amils for ta'weezes. And for perhaps that problem doesn't exist also. They are imagining a problem. And the ta'weez is not going to do magic and solve everything. We have to change our life. That is important. Just making, reading some wazifa, etc., that is not sufficient. Our deen is not just the deen of wazifa. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that one time when in the Russian states and the enemies attacked them, the Muslim people in all those different, one of those states of Russia, where there are millions of Muslims, then what planning the enemy did, that they came and suddenly they just turned back. And like running over one another, they returned. When the Muslims found out what, they said that the buzurg that was buried there, he came out to protect the place. So now they were happy, Hazrat is going to protect us, so we don't have to do anything. So they all went and sleep. The buzurg is there, what we have to do? And they just ran over the whole place. So like that, whether it's the enemy, whether it's our nafs, we just read this wazifa, we did that, we did that. No, and we don't change our life. We carry on with our gunas. TV carries on. Our dressing, which is bad, carries on. Our holidays in many haram things. Our weddings, what things we are doing, what is happening. We carry on with all those things. And we just read some wazifa. That doesn't help. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to bring. And we make effort, we are weak, but it doesn't mean we are weak, so we just sit down also. How much we can do, we do to change our lives, make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala and try and bring an Islamic way of life into us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Ma'arif al-Masnawi, we have now come to the end of the story of Luqman alayhi salam, who enjoyed all great favors from his person, the wealthy person, king he was with. And when once he gave him a bitter thing, he also accepted it. From there the lesson that Allah gives us so much of ni'mats, innumerable ni'mats we can't imagine at this moment. Nobody can ever get to the bottom of the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's ni'mats, there are those that we understand, we recognize, and those that we don't know are unlimited. Whether it is directly, forget the whole body, just in the eye itself. We will just say the eye is a ni'mat, but there are so many things in the eye which we don't know also about. And whether even you're an optometrist or what, still you won't know those things which are there. So it is. So how many ni'mats of Allah? And those that we know very little and very superficially. And the shukr we make is hardly 1/1,000,000th what we had to make shukr. So we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala keeps us in His ni'mat, we should try at least in which way we can to make shukr, the little bit also. And the real shukr also is not only verbal, but actually properly. Like Allah gave us health, the health we make shukr verbally, but we use that health to please Allah Ta'ala. Fulfill, make our namazes, all the things that we have to do to please Allah, that is the real shukr, that we use it for that. So Luqman alayhi salam taught us, and sometimes to test us, Allah brings some little other conditions also. And then what is our condition at that time? Do we start complaining? We find the great people in what difficult conditions they were. Whether they were in great poverty, they never complained also. Great sickness, never complained also. How the people treated them. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal being lashed by the government of the time so much, but not one complaint ever. So Allah, we are very far from that. And in all this, we beg of Allah Ta'ala to keep us with afiyat, to keep us in a good condition. because we just little bit something goes against us, we just give up everything. In fact, a little problem, we got busy with something, whatever, Allah save us, there our namazes are being made qaza now. We just forget everything, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, اب اس مضمون کے مناسب اپنے چند اشعار تحریر کر کے مضمون کو ختم کرتا ہوں. Now a few poems Allah Hazrat has quoted here, and on that Hazrat completes this chapter. Allah Ta'ala ہم سب کو اپنا سچا غلام بنا لے. May Allah make us his true slaves. And a slave is a slave in every condition. And a friend is a friend in every condition. Not only when the party is on, then he's your friend. And when it's a different little some problem, then he doesn't want to even answer your phone. He doesn't know you from any side now. No, not like that. But we are true to Allah in every condition. Aur apni marziyat par amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. And Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the what Allah Ta'ala desires and wants from us. And there are so many examples. We should just think, Ayyub alayhi salam, what sicknesses he had. Terrible, what was sick, but he was pleased with Allah even in that condition. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah's azab came, you know, the only people who got saved was he, his wife who had brought iman, and his two children. And he left there, there is details in that from that place. Then he lost his one child. He had to cross the river, and he took the one child across. When he left, when he that child, this child, the water washed him away. When the other child, when he went there, a wolf took that child away. When he came, his wife was missing. She got also missing. He lost it. Then he got into the belly of the fish. Everyone was lost. But in all that, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then how Allah returned everything. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, how he lost his family, only his wife remained with him. People taunted him and said, I don't know what guna he committed. They used to say, I don't know which guna he committed. Allah Ta'ala has forsaken him also. But he was happy. His wife should tend to look after him in that condition also. And when Allah gave back, Allah Ta'ala said, gold raining down, gold and silver. Allah gave his family again back. Allah gave everything. So during this time, which is a difficult time that a person has to go, Allah give, we don't ask for it. We just ask for afiyat. But if it comes, may Allah give us that sabr also. And when a person passes that test, what and what Allah gives. But unfortunately, we normally fail the test in such conditions. Whether it's a health problem, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's disputes and arguments, whatever it can be, Allah give us tawfiq to pass. Ihtiraz ash-shikwa yaar. Hazrat says, what are the heading of this? That a person must stay away. He must not complain about his friend, about Allah Ta'ala. When these things come, he must not complain that I'm suffering so badly. I don't know what's happening. Why Allah is unhappy with me. I don't know which guna I committed. Which Hazrat says, we should say, I don't know which guna I haven't committed. And Allah spared me all the time. Now he has taken me to task. وَتَعْلِيمْ رِضَى وَتَسْلِيمْ. And the teachings in these poems is that a person must submit to the will of Allah Ta'ala. And mashallah, there are brothers, what difficulties they come, but just a smile on their face. And then Allah brings that day, that the true happiness, Allah brings it back. And in any case, this dunya is not the object, what they're going to get in the akhirah. We see many of our buzurg, what difficulties they went through. But they endured it. Our mind doesn't work, how they endured it. And what they get by Allah Ta'ala in return. So the first form, shikwa yaar, ishq mein hargiz kabhi rawa nahi. To complain of your friend, shikwa, yaar ishq mein hargiz kabhi rawa nahi. To complain about your friend in difficulties is not keeping in line with what friendship is. That when you get some difficulty from your friend, don't complain about it. Enjoy it. We would like always that the wife must endure if we are not earning well or something. But how, when she couldn't manage something, how much are we prepared to endure? And she couldn't get up, she was sick, couldn't make our breakfast for us or something, then we get so angry. But anyway, this is with Allah Ta'ala. That whenever Allah brings some difficult conditions on us, we should not complain about them. Inki har ek ada kabhi mere liye jafa nahi. Whatever my friend Allah Ta'ala, whatever condition he brings on me, that is not an injustice. And many times we feel, why is doing this to me? I'm so pious, we are trying to say. I'm so loyal and faithful to Allah. Why this difficulty had to come to me? And like this to talk is easy. But when a person is going through that difficulty, whatever it is, some illness, when a person goes through that pains in the body, and that person goes through those restless nights and difficulties and hardships, at that time to be still happy with Allah Ta'ala. Physically we feel the pain, there's no point that a person says, I'm having pain, etc. But with Allah we must be happy, it's from Allah Ta'ala. Unki har ek ada kabhi mere liye jafa nahi. Every way Allah treats me is not a way that an enemy has given me this treatment. No matter that it appears like how an enemy will give us difficulty, that condition, and a person who has got his iman knows that this person harmed me or whatever, but he knows it is not this person, it is from Allah. Allah is using that person to harm me and is happy with Allah Ta'ala. Zahir mein go bala sahi, lekin karam liye huye. Outwardly it is a problem, it is a difficulty, but it is from Allah, I'm happy with that. Allah bring us to that level that we can understand it and take it like this, inshallah.